in Shin Mem Ches. Din HaMarshit Mereshus, the Reshus of Boisif Echot. Hay Oymed Reshus HaYachid, V'Hutzi Yad Malaya Peres, the Reshus HaRabin. This is Gemara in Shabbos, Naf Gimel. So a person was standing in the Reshus HaYachid, and he had an item in his hand, and he sticks it outside from the Reshus HaYachid into Reshus HaRabin. B'Soy Chasora, within 10 Tfachim off the ground. So, which means it's, because above 10, we said that the average Rav only extends till 10. So above 10, he's putting his hand into a makam tur. He stuck his hand with his item into Rishus HaYachid. So now, he hasn't done a malacha yet because he hasn't put it down. But obviously, he's well on his way to a malacha by taking it from Rishus HaYachid, sticking it into Rishus HaRav. So the Chum were not happy with him, with what he did. So he did a b'shoyge gemutu l'harzir l'oy sechotzer. If he did a b'shoyge, he's allowed to bring it back in. Even if he did something wrong, it was b'shargeg, so they didn't give him a kanas. But also l'hashita l'tchotzer cheres, he cannot. While I'm there, they just put over there the next merpeset over is like that. So he throws it across. He has to bring it back to where he came from. But in b'mezid, also for l'hachzir l'oisachotzer, Chazal did not, because what he did was improper, so Chazal gave him a kanas. And he gets to keep his hand there for the rest of Shabbos.
Wow.
Okay, that's a kanas. Well, that's a kanas, right?
Miss mincha with minyan.
Right. Oh, yes.
Unless a minyan comes to his house, they all stick their hands out. And
does in the morning call Miss Shachar something?
Now, v'yesh armrim, the hani mila. This kanas is only kishotzia mibaydan. When Erev Shabbos, he stuck his hand out there, and he kept the b'mezid till Shabbos started. But if he did it on Shabbos, he's allowed to pull it back. Now that sounds counterintuitive, right? It's more of an error sticking it there out on Shabbos than it is sticking out before Shabbos. So why is on Shabbos mutter? Because on Shabbos, his hands will get tired. And if he drops that thing, he's chayv misa. He did a kira and the hanochan shabbos. Kashema yashlicha miyode biyobli dechi yuvchatos. He'll drop it, and if he drops it, b'shoigeg is chayv chatos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, it's not really a chayv chatos because he did the first part mezid, so it wouldn't be a chayv chatos. It would be a malacha, it would be a malacha. But when he took it out, it's only the Rabbanon. But for the kanas of the Rabbanon, they said, keep your hand at the rest of Shabbos. Okay. This is all talking about he extended it out to Rishus HaRabim. But if what he had done was extended out to only a Carmelist, so then everybody would agree that he's mutter to bring it back in. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sarah Aleph. To the Malim Yasar B'Shus HaRabim, who Malkam Petur, above 10 Tvachim is Malkam Petur, to Leo Simon Shem Mem Hei, Sefer Beis, Philly Motzi B'Mezid Mutalachzir. Therefore, he done this B'Mezid, so he'd be able to bring it back. Okay. B'shagi, if he did a b'shagi, mutri, he's allowed to bring it back. After the Ovid Yisur, he did do an Aveiro. Shasakir b'shus HaYochid, k'ez l'hoitzi b'shus HaRabim. He did an Akira, which is also to do with Rabbanon. Even with the Hanochi yet. For the Hochi, like the Nusuhu, Rabbanon keep him the b'shagi. So he did a b'shagi, because I'll do not give a kanas. Okay. He's allowed to bring it back, lo yisichotzer, he's allowed to bring it back, b'shagi, he's allowed to bring his hand back to where he came from. K'dei shalo yizkai machshavto, shechoshel lefanos ha-mishom. So by bringing it back, it comes out there was no malacha done at all. But the chatzar cheres, he cannot now throw it into a different chatzar or bring it, or place it into a different chatzar. So this is also a filin iskav mitkil lotziel rishus harabim. Even if his original intent was to go to rishus harabim, so we said that the reason why we tell him to bring it back this way, nothing is his original intent is not accomplished. Well, putting it in the other chotzer, his original intent is not accomplished. So what's the problem? So gam can also l'shita l'chotzer. Acheres, you cannot pass it to a different chotzer. The kaponim is kaim achshad. By doing so, you will have accomplished shechosef l'fangasim mechitzer. He accomplished removing it from place A. His original plan was going from place A to place B. He ended up going to place C. But so he didn't get it to place B, which he intended. But he did get it out of place A, which is part of what he wanted to do. And therefore, chashin and dilma zilma achrita shali lehu l'shus rabim. So if we allow that to happen, next time he'll take it a step further and do something really improper by putting him shus rabim. Okay. But the yesharman, so that's the first way of understanding over here. Comes along the yesharman. It says that this halacha, you can't put it in a different chotzer. The dafka when his intent was to put it into that other chotzer, that's when it's osur. Then he's kaimach shabta legarmi, because then his full plan was fulfilled, and that's osur. If he wanted to put it in place B, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he's allowed to put it in place C, which is a different chotzer. Now, b'chol zeh, so now, what's important is we don't have a situation of a malacha deraisa. So, if, like you learned yesterday, if you have the two chutzeres running along the same side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he's here, he puts it out over here, intending to put it here, it's okay. Well, you know what? Since you want to put it here, put it there. But that's not a smart idea to go from here to here, which is a malacha deraisa. So, but in case they're across the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so that's going to be, that's on another Isa, so they were made. Avim hoya b'duyuta achas, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim nimshechas gam ben achaseres, like the case you had yesterday, where it was on the same side, they were on the same side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the Rosh Hashanah was in the middle. Halo yesh v'zay isa deraisa lo hishet mizuluzul, it's an isa deraisa to pass from one to the other. Filo him, the ma'ala me'asura, k'mo shekosib li'al b'sim min shim min zayin. B'sayif shim min shim min zayin. So like we said before, so that case is going to be usur. So that case going, here's the case is going to be usur, that obviously would not be something which you're going to say you're allowed to do in this situation. Now, Pasha wouldn't be chayiv deraisa. There was the case being that he wanted to put into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so the kira wasn't amanas to put into the other chotzer. The kira was amanas to put into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So now when he does put into the other chotzer, the kira was done for a different purpose. He wouldn't be chayv the rice. On the other hand, it's a full maisa malacha. So we're not going to let you do that. That's what we did at Beshoigit. You keep it there till the end of Shabbos. Okay. Pretty heavy knas.
If he knows the knas, if he knows that this halach and he knows the knas, what was his original intention when he was doing this? He can't accomplish what he's doing anyway. I mean, what was he thinking? I'm just curious what his mind, you know, like what's the hap? I mean, was he thinking just to play games to put his hand in and out? I mean, what was he thinking? No clue.
You know, a little devil told him to do it, and then he said, you know, what am I doing? So,
and then he was he was doing, the devil told him to do it, but then hand out all Shabbos, that he's going to do.
You know?
Wow, we're very optimistic for Baal Tshuva. I mean, it's like, all of a sudden, he'll have a year of Tshuva, he'll keep his hand hanging out there.
Listen, we got to do
it hours. It hurts after about an hour or two to hang it there. Like
I think it hurts probably even
less than that.
Less than that, yeah. Yes. Okay, well, if you think of the case, the way the Yesh Arim that the Mechaber brings, the case was he put it out there, Erev Shabbos. And we tell him, keep it there at the end of Shabbos. We tell him, keep it there for 24 hours.
Well, he's not going to fall asleep.
I mean, I don't know. That's his problem.
But if let's say if theoretically he's falling it out and he falls asleep and it falls out.
Okay, because that's
then not that right. Then it's that that's a pure b'shayig, right? I mean, yeah. He didn't plan it.
You shouldn't be keeping your hand with an item standing with your hand in Shazarab, with something in your hand going into the Shabbos. But in a case where he did it on Shabbos, he can bring it back in. You can bring it back to that chatzar. You can't put it somewhere else. You can bring it back to that chatzar. Because otherwise, it comes the chiyuv chatas. Ches. Now, ha'ilah shel avdafka, the language is not really correct. The case was he extended it out b'mezid. So,
b'mezid means on purpose. Let's say...
B'mezid means being aware that it was also to do.
Oh, that was also to do. Right. So I'm saying in a situation where, let's say... You know, there's an Arab in the town, and he puts his hand out, and as his hand is out, someone tells him, hey, the Arab is down.
That's a shayga.
That's a shayga.
That's a shayga. I'm not even sure that's a shayga. That's a misasek, even. But possibly. But okay, that's...
Well, he did what he wanted to do.
He did it purposely.
He did what he intended to do. He stuck his head now. It's going to be misasek. He did what he intended.
But as much as you tell me that we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, so we're talking about that. That say that there was the only way you can put an error in Rosh Hashanah was that there was the losses. So he believed that there was the losses, which means takes away the standard of Rosh Hashanah. So he wasn't doing in his mind. He wasn't doing a ma'aseh of Hitzorah B'Klal.
Right.
He was doing a ma'aseh of moving it from one Rosh Hashanah to another non-Rosh Hashanah.
But he knew what he was doing. He was moving it out the window.
Right, but vis-a-vis the malacha. It wasn't the kavanas malacha b'chlal.
It wasn't the malacha Shabbos.
So if you ask him, what are you doing? He says, I'm moving this from a shusayachid to a chotzer which has an erev on it. That's what he would tell you he was doing. And really, what he was doing is putting it into a shusayachid. Okay,
so he knows what he was doing. He was moving to another rishus or something.
Right, but he knows
he was doing that.
But his perception of that rishus was. That shaggy means a person that's full awareness of what he's the action which he's doing.
Right.
Just he believes that it's not Shabbos, or he believes that the Torah didn't ask this thing. So it means, actually, what are you doing? I'm shechting, but I thought it was Tuesday. I thought there's always a shechting on Shabbos. If he thought he was cutting meat, then really he was shechting. That's a misasek.
Misasek is because you didn't intend to do what you did.
Misasek means correct. Same, but. When over here, since he didn't know that he was doing something which had a status of malacha, so that he was misasik vis-a-vis the shame malacha. That's what I'm saying. How is it different than a shagig?
Yeah, I understand. It's
the misasik thing.
It's a very. I don't see how it's misasik. I'm not sure I understand that, but I don't see it as a pure shagig either because he did it on purpose. But it's not amazing because he wasn't doing anything wrong when he was doing it because, you know, he was on the impression that the error was up. I mean, he didn't know.
He didn't know what he's doing is prohibited. So that's b'shogeg.
Not knowing you have something is prohibited means I'm aware that the action that I'm doing is cooking. I didn't think cooking was prohibited.
I didn't know it was Shabbos.
Or I didn't know the Allah to cook on Shabbos. Right. But if I thought what I'm doing is not cooking, that's called misas.
Oh, that's called misas.
Right. What I thought I'm doing is, I know it's Shabbos, I know that you can't cook on Shabbos, but I thought what I was doing was klisheini. And really it was klirishu.
Ah.
Right?
That's a misasek?
So I had no awareness.
What he thought he was doing.
Right. So now, when I'm taking an item, I'm standing in Rosh Hashanah, and I think that there's an Arab around this area, it has a machitza around it. So it's not a Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chotzer. But in reality, it's a Rosh Hashanah. So my intent was to move from here to there. I did exactly what I wanted to do, but there... As far as I was concerned, wasn't the Rosh Hashanah. There was Chatzar Merevis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's still doing what he wanted to do. He's moving it from here to 5 feet away.
That's not a malacha. As far as I knew, I'm not doing a Maisa Malacha B'chlam.
Right.
Over there, I know that in the case of Shagig, I know what I'm doing. I'm doing Bishul. I know Bishul's a malacha.
Right.
Or I don't know Bishul's a Osir. But I know exactly what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing over here.
Rather, Masasa is when you didn't intend to do what you did.
Right, exactly.
I want to pick this flower off a tree, but I'm picking the other one off instead.
No, because...
I'm not doing what I intended to do.
Or the case of Misasik would be if what the person did exactly what he intended, but he... Let's say a person intended to...
That's the secretion you intend...
Secretion is a different problem. Misasik would be, the person says, that thing over there, it's too long, I need to cut it shorter. I thought it's a long stalk of wheat, which is not attached to the ground. I just want to cut it shorter. Really, it was attached to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I did exactly what I wanted to do. I cut the thing, but it's kitzer now. I didn't know it was kitzer.
Mm-hmm.
That's called misasek, the Gemara says. Because I did exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to take this thing, which is in front of me. I know it's in front of me. Yeah, which
I thought I was cutting.
Cut it. I thought I was cutting heads. Really, I was cutting it.
Yeah, I thought I was cutting something detached. And it's not.
Right, so over here, I thought I was doing a mice of putting it outside, mm-hmm. which is heter. Really, don't put it outside, which is ister. That's mm-hmm. that's called a misasik. Misasik
mm-hmm.
is potter, is potter even from a korban.
Mutter. No, not mutter.
The misasik is potter from a korban. The mechleik is akhrayim, if misasik is mutter gomer, or just means potter from a korban. Kivega learns that it's potter, it's potter from a korban, but it's, it has an ister on it, shame ister on it. And the nesivus learns that it's not a mice of ister b'chlau. So this case over here, we'll get off the case. Anyway, the case over here where he picked it up with intent to do a malacha of putting it in Rishus HaRabim. He was amazed. So later on, when he finishes off the malacha, even finishes off the malacha b'shergi, it wouldn't be chayav achatas because part of the malacha was done b'mezit. But to learn Hashem Yishkach b'yashach b'yad b'yad b'day malacha. For people do this thing, it's going to be a chiyav chatas. For him, it won't be a chiyav chatas. But he personally will not be chayav chatas because he did part of the malacha b'meizit. But not the whole thing. Let's say if he dropped did a b'shogeg at the end, so he wouldn't be chayav chatas or misa. The film Yashik Libasov, in the case you put it out before Shabbos, so the kir was done before Shabbos. Even if you drop it on Shabbos, Liya Raki Sur Baalma, the Holy Osa Kir Bashabbos. Vain Yal Yarabu, Shemesad Lahoka Yesharim, Shekain Das Hari Rishonim. So Yal Yarabu relies on this opinion that in case you put it out on Shabbos, he's allowed to return it, pull his hand back. But the Sharatzin says in Ches that the Chayyadam also says the same thing as Eliyahu Rabbah. He just points out it's close to the end of Shabbos. Let him keep his hand there already, not be Michael, but to keep it there the whole Shabbos. We actually are concerned he might actually decide to drop it because of the difficulty, and then you have real problems. He did a full Maisa Malacha on Shabbos.
So it's only going to be like right before the end of Shabbos that you're going to force him to leave his hand out the whole time.
No, if you put it there from before Shabbos. That's the case of the Gemara.
So then you can put your hand back because you won't.
No, then it's also then if you put it before Shabbos and you keep it there on Shabbos, that was also the Rabbanan, so that the Knas goes into effect. He has to keep his hand there the rest of Shabbos.
But realistically, he won't be able to do that.
Well, you know,
we don't have to worry about that.
That's the Knas, and then you know, listen. If after X amount of hours he falls asleep and he drops it, that's not our business. But the point is, he will never do this again.
I think we kept him there for an hour. He wouldn't do it again.
But he drops it, so he has intention not to do it. He has intention to do a masa hanocha.
If he drops it, he's dropping it in order to land. That would be a hanocha.
Well, if he falls asleep and it falls out of his hand,
it falls asleep,
then he's not dropping it.
Right, that's not a
mice. He's tired and he releases it because he's tired.
I don't care why he's...
Is that called misasik?
No, that's called
malacha. That's called hanocha.
What if he's awake? What if he's not awake?
No, he just gets so tired, I can't do this anymore. He drops it.
He's not awake.
It doesn't matter why he's doing hanocha.
I don't care.
He's doing hanocha.
Yeah, aware of the fact that he's doing hanocha.
It's better to fall asleep and drop it.
The Kotzer example was that he was doing... Was he doing kotzer, even though thinking it wasn't connected to the ground? Or he was doing cutting?
And it
happened to be the malach of kotzer.
Right. Because he wasn't aware that it was attached. Over here, I know exactly what I'm dropping the thing to the ground. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm not doing it because I want the item on the ground. I don't care. But I'm doing it because I don't want my hand anymore. But my kavan is to let the thing fall. I mean, that's called... So I didn't realize it's going to hit the ground.
The kavan is to release... If someone would grab the stone from him, that's also fine for him. His kavan is to...
But right now, nobody grabbed the stone.
Is to release the stress on his hand, or whatever it is.
I understand. That's why. That's his motivation. But yes, what he does is I'm dropping this thing to the ground. That's what he's doing. He's aware of totally aware of what he's doing.
And if he does all this, and he keeps his hand out the whole Shabbos, then he's not over in Sidra Banda?
He was already sitting there putting it there. This is the
Knas.
Tonight
of a second Rabbana. Right. And he says, I'm not going to do the Knas.
Yeah,
so it's a
second
Rabbana.
Yeah, so they have a place in Gehenna for people to
double whammy. All right.
What? What's the second Isidore Rabbana?
If some Chachamim said, don't put your hand there on Shabbos. And then he dropped it. And if you do, you got to keep your hand there. And he drops it. So he's already started putting it there. No, he's started dropping it.
Right.
So
this is dropping
is the right side.
Well, not in the case you put up in Bodh Yom.
It's Makas.
Okay. Avul Carmel is Shana L'Shuster. If he did this with the Carmel outside of his house, it would only be the Rabbanan even if we throw, he would actually do it. Therefore, loy osru, but the havi can't zer l'gzer. And they put their commas in the wrong place, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. I didn't ask them to punctuate, so now they punctuate wrong. That's no to wellness. Okay. So, a caramelist, even if you actually did it, only the Rabbanon, they're not going to say, we're going to give you this kanas to protect the Rabbanon, because it's there, so it's b'chol gavli mutter, means perish b'en b'shog b'en amazing, even with the amazing, you're allowed to pull it back. That goes to chutzur mutter l'hachzur, avolo l'chutzur chers. But that much is true, we're not going to allow you to take it to a different chutzur. Okay. Okay. The grove be right masik. Lister be camera list kebabish is up. The going however Paskins, there's a sheet in the Gemara which even to a caramel is also the more brings a steer and rises. The more has four or five terutzim how to answer the steer in the two prices. And one of them says even in the case of a caramel is also. So the grove says the yield to that's how we Paskin, like that sheet. Even though caramel is usur, fine. Two dots, okay? New point. A mafanach hafetzim is obvious to zovis. Person picks up an item in his house with intent to move it to a different corner, from one corner to the next. And then he changes his mind, he says it, and he takes it outside. So he did hutzor from shesuyach to shesuram. He did a kira, hutzor, and hanocha. But the kira wasn't done with intent to do hutzor. The kira was done with intent to move it to somewhere else in the shesuyach. So potem echatos, shalhoi sa kira mishar mishar on the kach. The original kira was not done with intent to take it outside. Minimsed loy osa ela hanocha, let's be raki surabam. So all he really did was a hanocha of iser, and hanocha of iser alone is not enough to be mechayiv. Now, new case. Hayikana b'yodei. There was a long stick. He picks up one end. And the other end is still on the ground. So he picks it up. One end is still sitting on the ground. Moves forward and lets it drop. So he moved it forward. But the one end of the thing never left the ground. Now he goes and picks up that end. It doesn't say the end which had remained on the ground, and he keeps flipping it over and over. He never really took it off of the ground. So the law is a filu kol yam kulo is potter. Kim shal yochah kol ham dekana may oritz. He never really took the item totally off the ground. Now, but the moshach achevitz grow ala oritz mitchilas arba l'sev arba chay shemagalgal oikerhu says so. But if he schlepped it along the ground, even though he never picked up off the ground at all, but if he moved it from point A, the whole thing from point A to point B, while it's on the ground the whole time, that case is chayv. So the kira doesn't have to be defined as lifting it up. Kira has to be defined as removing it from its place. So in the case where you had the kana, which one end never left its original place, so you never did an akira vis-a-vis the first, that end. But over here, I moved the whole item from point A to point B, even though I never picked it off the ground. So that's also called an Aikiru.
Even if the kun is, say, 5 tefachim long, then he...
As long as... which case? The case which is potter?
Where it's always touching the ground.
Right. As long as he keeps, you know, I don't care if it's short or long. As long as he keeps flipping it, he never did a full maisa of hutsa.
Where did he get this first case?
Because there's no Aikiru?
Because it wasn't the full Akira, he never removed the whole item.
The first case, where'd that come from? From Zavis to Zavis, and then you're going to take it out?
It's also good morning, Shabbos.
Gemara. Usually the case is eating, as I seem to remember. Picking up something to eat, and then you change your mind.
This is in Daf Hey.
This is in the Gemara also.
What?
This is also in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. Why can't we use that as an Eitza if someone finds it filling in the street, in a bag? You can just keep flipping the bag, can't you?
The problem is anything which rolls, if it rolls a little bit, you got to, there was something like that which is a corner, the nature of it is just, it just plops. If I have something round, something which is, it's going to move. So then you got a problem.
If it's a bag, stiff bag, you can keep doing this.
Theoretically, correct. Right. That's right. The average case, I don't think they have the fancy embroidered bags that we have nowadays.
Oh. Especially with the plastic, then it's really good for that.
Right.
The cylinders that you own.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They have the cylinders with film.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, but
you have to be careful, it shouldn't roll.
You can't roll it, you have to build out
flip
the
it,
end.
Flip it,
flip
over
it.
And over.
Okay.
Simon. Rolling is a problem.
What?
This kind of trick is
not mutter. It's just potter.
It's potter, okay.
Right.
But rolling is not the same as the flipping the kone.
Right. Rolling would be a derisa. Rolling could be a derisa.
Why is that? If it's always touch, why don't we say there's no akira?
Even though it's always touching the ground, but you move it totally from its original place. So the definition of akira is not picking it up. Akira is the act of removing it from its place. So the kone, it was lying here. This is its place, and it's still in its place. It didn't go anywhere. It's still in its place. But if I roll it, it was all here, and now it's all here. I moved it. There was an akira from its place. Yeah?
I'm just trying to think.
Okay, fine. Okay.
But when you pick up one end of the stick, and you have a stick, and you pick up one end of the stick, the other part is still on the ground. It's still touching the ground. You never move that end. You only move the other end. You see what I'm saying?
It's not so much a question of it's still on the ground.
If you have a stick. Right. This is a stick, right? And you picked it up. This side is still resting on the ground. You never move that end. And then you flip
land,
it.
It's still,
as long as you don't move it.
That corner
is still...
Corner.
It's still
it.
Exactly. Well, there's still a part of it,
part of it
that's still where it was.
Right.
You never really moved it. All you did is... All you did is you moved the rest of it, but that little part is still in the same spot.
But by a ball also, there's one point that's on the ground. So as the ball rolls, there's still a minuscule point that's still touching the ground.
But it's touching the ground, but not
that's
in the same place.
But
not in the same place where it was. It's not in the same place where it was.
But
this
same,
is still
but
in the
once
same
you
place.
Turn the condom one time, the second turn already, it's no longer. It's the same thing. The first point, the first corner that was touching on the conda, your second flip it's already in the air.
But now it's resting on the ground. So now you're still moving it, and you're still not moving the whole thing. There's still a part that's still from before.
There's a part where it's still in its original place. That's
right.
The issue.
There's a part that's still what?
It's in original place.
Right, exactly.
So you haven't moved it.
It's not a question of on the ground or off the ground. It's in original place or not. So that final end of the conda is in the exact same spot. Well, it might be facing a different direction, but it's in the same spot that it was.
And then the second flip?
It's just the same thing. You never. There's no Maisa which you ever did a full act of Akira and a full Anokha.
The Akira, by definition, has to be the whole thing. Has to move off. Whether it's on the ground or not, it has to move. If you just pulled the pen, then it basically...
The whole thing moved.
The whole thing moved. But here, you're moving everything but that little spot where it's still attached where it was.
Okay, so let's get into the Simon Shimon test a little bit. Just get a... Dinar Ba'amas Vishus Arab. Aboy Hesifim Aleph. Called him Yeshla Arba Amas Bishus Rabbim Shiachul Talta Behem. Chazal actually allowed us Midaraisa to mutter to carry within your Dalit Amas Bishus Rabbim. And Chazal actually did not take that away. So within my Dalit Amas, I'm allowed to move something. I can't keep doing that we spoke about. I can't carry less than Dalit Amas and then stop. And keep, that I can't do. Drabonon. Deraisa, that's Bimotor. But Chazal, we're afraid if you do that, you might forget one time to stop and then you're in trouble. But within the Dalit Amas, Chazal did not ask. Okay. They measure with the person's ama. An ama is, in definition, is from your tallest finger to your elbow. That's the definition of an amma. So he measured four ammas with his of his ammas. And it's because the makor for this halacha is a pasuk. Moshe Mishabur, it's a pasuk. So the pasuk says the person can stay where in his place. So we're defining it as his place. It's measured by him. But So we're going to give a kula in both directions. If he's taller, so we'll measure it with his arms, which are larger. If he's shorter, we'll measure it with the standard amount, which is larger. So he ends up either way getting a larger amount.
So Shisha Tvachim is talking about an Adam Benoni's Tefach.
Correct. Says Mishabur Aleph, Kol Adam Yeshlo, B'chul Atam. Why is this mutter? They receive Shu Ish Tachtov. Ayetish Memkaber B'yamashvi'i B'yamashabbos. What's also the pasuk? Right. So the pasuk says, stay in your place. Tachtov. What area under you? So the place that you can sit, you can be, is in the area which is the area which would be under the person. Which is that? What does that mean? The hanashir kashir erech kol gufoy, the length of a person. Mishiru chazal define that the erech adam shehu shir tachtov habi shalosh amos. The general length of a person is three amos. Void amo can leaf shait yadavaraglov, and another amma that allow you to extend your arms beyond, which would give you another amma.
See, his body is part of that four ammas. It's not four ammas around his body. It's not like you draw a circle around his body and then he has four ammas past there. He's part of the four ammas. Am I right?
We're gonna see.
Okay.
We're gonna see that.
Some people are a little challenged to fit into those four ammas anyway. They're heavy set. They may have a problem. They may take up the whole four amas themselves, and there's no room for their arms.
Well,
and somebody very thin gets a lot of more space.
Okay, now arba amas with some summers, exactly four amas, not more. Manushim that are some that seem some. You have to measure them exactly because there's a shear later on, which is called meruvach, which means that. You can measure a tefach, which is your basic measure for your amas, is six tefachim, a very tight fist, or a little bit looser. So the difference between a meruvach and a mitzumsum is a half an etzba per amas. So it's not a tremendous amount, but eventually it adds up. So we're dealing with the rices over here. But our amas at beis, the arba amas shomru, heina ba'alach sonon. We're going to see, however, the four amas are really more than four amas. Because if you have a square, which is instead of it being a circle, it's a square. And a square, so the diagonal from the point, if a person will go off at a diagonal, so it's four amas this way and four amas this way, but it's going to be five and three fifths amma this way.
Which way?
If you go to the diagonal point from the person.
How do you determine?
We'll see. That's sif base. Well, how you draw the squares and mechlokas in sif base. Okay. Ba'amah shelo, the highly imoish hazeh who orich oroich b'yoser. This person is longer than usual. Modelo har ba'amas b'zoray shelo. We measure the har ba'amas based on that person. So har ba'amas shelo you gedolim har ba'amas shoshar b'nei odim. So he gets a larger four amas. So now the question is, you know, if a person who's, you know, his proportions are not correct, so he's very tall, but his arms are short. So now what happens?
No. Okay. Just wondering about
it. So the Chazon Ish actually has a question on that one, what to do. Or it's how you define it over there.
Why is that? If he's tall, but his arms are short.
So we said you measure with his arm.
So his arm is going to be shorter.
So, but the point is, since he's taller, we say we define his space as greater. But you measure his arm, it's not going to solve that problem. Normally, a person's in proportion, that's a good measure. I'm also excited, if a person's smaller, he's an average person. But if his arm is short, I mean, even though his body is the normal size, his arm is shorter, So he used his arms, he'll end up with less than what his body needs. Taromer, shuish tachtov, what the body needs. Okay, nosin lo arba amos, benin yosh shakolotim. So he gets four regular, that's the case of the person's regular size. Okay. Simen shin sarivov. That's a larmer. So he's telling you, look at Simen shin sarivov, which is a tchumen. The shomba go, mworlin yin yotzil chutz tchum, the person that goes beyond the tchum also gets four amos. So they were not talking about the celebration of Zoram, we're talking about the person in the caramelist. So he's allowed to walk. The issue again is not even caring. The issue is walking. The person went out beyond the tchum because Chazal said you have four amos, and the source of the pasuk actually is from this source is from this pasuk also. Shuish tachtov, you give the person his place. So he's allowed to walk around in the four amos. The arba amos meidin meruvachos over there. You measure the meruvachos. So that's by the iser of tchus tchum, which is the rabbanon. Okay, and bekan the tiltul arba amos brishus arabim yeshanach medafkim b'mitzum samus kanal b'siv cut and base. But he's contrasting that over here, which is we're dealing with a question of a deraisa of caring in brishus arabim. That's a deraisa. So then we need a smaller area. Okay, let's hold it here. I'm going to pick up siv base tomorrow.